Welcome to another edition of iPod, the podcast series from Ophthalmology Times that offers the latest cutting-edge advancements and trends in ophthalmology. As pickleball continues to gain popularity across the country, the potential for players to get hurt participating in the sport is also on the rise. Daily, more and more people are hitting the pickleball courts, with investment bank UBS estimating there has been a 150% increase in the number of people playing the game this year, with 22.3 million people now on the courts, making it the fastest growing sport in America over the last 2 years, according to the Sports and Fitness Industry Association. In the sport, which is a hybrid of badminton, ping pong and tennis, players use a plastic perforated ball, slightly heavier than a wiffle ball, and wooden or composite paddles that are about twice the size of ping pong paddles. According to Pickleball Magazine, a pickleball can travel at one-third the velocity of a tennis ball, or about 40 miles per hour. The magazine noted that when the players are positioned at the no-volley line, it can take 350 to 400 milliseconds, less than half a second, for the ball to travel from one paddle to the other. This does not leave players any time to avoid being hit in the eye with a ball. In addition to injuries from being hit by a ball, serious damage can occur from being hit in the eye with a paddle. The magazine also suggests that players suffering eye trauma while playing the sport see an ophthalmologist should an injury result in a change or loss in vision, substantial pain, bleeding or bruising. Dr. Annette Hoskin, a research fellow at the Save Sight Institute, University of Sydney and the Lion's Eye Institute, University of Western Australia in Perth, noted that with the increase in popularity of the sport, ophthalmologists are likely to see an increase in eye injuries connected to the game. Hoskin explained that eye injuries in sport are a mix of factors relating to the presence of a bat or ball, the size of the court and opportunity for impact with other players increasing the risk of eye injury. With the ball being similar in size, but more than half the weight of a tennis ball, Hoskin said she suspects the most likely injury is associated with blunt trauma, with possible orbital fractures or hyphemia as a result. Moreover, players at higher risk include high myopes, those with previous surgery, cataract, and are more likely to sustain an eye injury with more severe consequences. According to the researchers, the sport is gaining popularity among older Americans, who may not have the quickness or agility to avoid contact injury. USA Pickleball, the sport's governing body in the United States, estimates that about 17% of pickleball players are 65 and older. The costs of all pickleball injuries, including eye injuries, could result in health insurance costs ranging from $250 million to $300 million in 2023 alone, according to estimates from UBS. According to the American Academy of Ophthalmology, about 40% of eye injuries each year occur during sports and recreational activities, and 53% of ophthalmologists surveyed in a report pointed out that most sports-related eye injuries they treat are among teenagers, ages 13 to 19, followed by young adults, 20s, children, 12 and under, adults, 30 to 50, and older adults, 50 and older. Moreover, the Academy noted there are about 30,000 sports-related eye injuries annually in the United States, many of which could be avoided with adequate eye protection. Thank you for listening to this edition of iPod. For all of the latest news in the field of ophthalmology, visit the Ophthalmology Times website.